WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in a northern Wisconsin community are beginning to see the extent of water contamination in their area. Stuart J. Waddles with the details.
The Wisconsin DNR has been testing groundwater in private wells in the town of Stella, just outside of Rhinelander. Some well tests have returned readings of 36,000 parts per trillion of PFAS. The state standard set for the family of chemicals is 70 parts per trillion. The forever chemicals have also been found in several Northwoods lakes, the Wisconsin River, and the Pelican River. PFAS have also been linked to several different types of cancer and various other health concerns. Members of the community near Stella also fear the impact it may have on tourism if visitors learn the lakes and rivers are contaminated with the forever chemicals. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Democrats are keeping up the pressure on Republicans thinking of impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Nate Wegehout has more.
The $4 million Defend Justice campaign will consist of television and web ads, as well as door-knocking campaigns. The state Democratic Party will also launch a website to track Republican lawmakers' positions on impeachment. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar joined the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. She says the impeachment threats are the Republicans' way to change the rules and stay in power.
No one twisted the arms of over a million voters in Republican districts to vote for Justice Protasiewicz in this race. This was a decision that was between individuals and themselves and their ballot boxes.
Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the campaign proves that Protasiewicz is closely tied to the Democratic Party. Madison police say surveillance video led them to the suspect accused of beating a University of Wisconsin student nearly to death. Terry Bell reports.
The investigation moved swiftly. The attack happened early Sunday and the suspect was arrested yesterday morning. Assistant Police Chief Paige Valenta says homeowners and businesses in the area near the attack were quick to share their security footage.
As a result of this video, detectives were able to read a license plate that directly led to the identification of Brandon Thompson as the perpetrator of this assault.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says Thompson pretended to be a bystander when police arrived, then drove away. He was pulled over Wednesday in Fitchburg. Meanwhile, police say the victim has a significant healing process ahead of her. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A food hall in Milwaukee that advertises itself as low risk has seen almost full turnover of its vendors after 1 year. Paper Table Food Hall rents kitchen space to people looking to open their business. Many vendors broke their leases to leave the bad situation. Some allege they were targeted by Paper Table because they were minority-owned businesses eager to open. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Madison police have identified and arrested a suspect for the violent assault that left a University of Wisconsin-Madison student critically injured. 26-year-old Brandon Thompson was arrested and is being held at Dane County Jail. Authorities say they were able to identify Thompson with the help of security video and witness statements. Police initially described the woman's injuries as life-threatening, but said this week that she is expected to survive and the attack appeared to be random. According to a CBS 58 report, experts say that women are being driven out of the workforce in Wisconsin. The annual State of Working Wisconsin report was released this week and showed promising gains in wages, a decline in racial inequality, and inflation leveling out. However, the report also found the number of women in the workplace was shrinking. Experts say the pandemic and ensuing lack of affordable child care options is likely a major factor. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers missing their top two receivers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago on Sunday, but missing from practice was Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Head coach Matt LaFleur on what will they do if they're without their two best and most experienced wide receivers, both listed with hamstring injuries.
We've got a plan in place. You know, we'll play the guys that are available and ready to go. And the one thing about this league is nobody cares.
In the past, LaFleur has turned to running back Aaron Jones to line up as a receiver. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, how is his chemistry with number 33?
It's been good. It's been something that we've been working on, but he's an explosive player in the run game and the pass game, so it's definitely a guy we got to get the ball to, get the ball in his hands and let him go do what he does and make plays. But the more we can get him, you know, running routes, doing things that he'll do in the game, the more we can use him, the better.
Is there more pressure to get the running game going with Jordan Love now at quarterback? Packers running back A.J. Dillon.
No pressure, man. Everybody, offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, the whole offense is capable.
The game Sunday at Soldier Field, kickoff at 3:25. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers remain ranked number 19th in the nation, one of four Big Ten teams in the AP's top 25 this week. The Badgers are on the road Saturday night against Washington State, game time at 6:30. Baseball, the Brewers are on the road, headed to New York, where they'll play the Yankees tomorrow night. The Crew lost in Pittsburgh after a controversial strike three call to end the game. Top of the ninth, the Crew down by one with a runner on base. Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Two away in the ninth, and now it's William Contreras.
He struck him out looking, and the Bucks got a call. A comeback over the first place Brewers.
Video showed the pitch was way outside. The Pirates ended up winning 5-4. Manager Craig Counsell asked, did the home plate umpire make a mistake?
Yeah, you never want the game to end on a missed call.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome in to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. It's the 7th of September. Come on in, have a seat, and get something to drink, maybe a coffee or some tea, and relax for a couple hours. We have a lot of headlines to go over, a little bit of weather and sports as well. In fact, let's get to the weather. Outside today, you're probably going to notice a difference. Going to be quite a bit cooler outside today in La Crosse, mostly cloudy. High of only 70 degrees in Eau Claire, mostly cloudy with a high around 67. Richland Center says mostly cloudy with a high around 71. Amory, mostly cloudy, high around 65 degrees. And up in Hayward, they may get some drizzle this morning. And that should be ending around 11 o'clock and then cloudy with highs only around 63 degrees. Quite a difference from a couple days ago. Well, what happened in sports? It's not good news for the Brewers. They lost to the Pirates yesterday, 5-4, the final score. And also, Cubs beat the Giants. So Milwaukee now only a game and a half ahead of Chicago in the National League East. Things are tightening up. It's September baseball. Man, that's what baseball fans live for, right? Hey, the Brewers are off today, and then they go to the Bronx for a weekend series with the Yankees. So what's going on in the headlines? Well, forever chemicals, also known as PFAs, have been found in the Wisconsin River and in lakes near Stella in Oneida County. Also, a judge in Waukesha County has ruled that Wisconsin election officials cannot use a federal voter registration form that is accepted in most states. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin and other groups that support democracy plan to spend at least $4 million in an effort to stop Republicans from impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, and lawmakers in Madison held a hearing on proposals to address the child care crisis. Child care providers at that hearing said what they need is funding for the Child Care Counts program. So I think where we will start today is with this effort supposedly underway to possibly impeach Janet Protasiewicz, state Supreme Court justice, just sworn in, a month ago or so. And I want to give you an outside perspective. This is from the New York Times. And the headline from the Times says, "Why Republicans could impeach a liberal judge before she's even heard a case." Republicans in Wisconsin have floated impeaching a newly seated liberal state Supreme Court justice who is threatening conservatives' grip on state politics. And this piece was posted yesterday by Reed Epstein at the New York Times. And it starts out this way. It says Republicans in Wisconsin are coalescing around the prospect of impeaching a newly seated liberal justice on the state's Supreme Court, whose victory in a costly high-stakes election this spring swung the court in Democrats' favor and threatened the GOP's iron grip on state politics. The push just 5 weeks after Justice Janet Protasiewicz joined the court and before she has heard a single case serves as a last-ditch effort to stop the new 4-3 liberal majority from throwing out Republican-drawn state legislative maps and legalizing abortion in Wisconsin. The drama over Republican threats to impeach and possibly remove Justice Protasiewicz could raise new questions about democracy and the legitimacy of elections in a state where Republican lawmakers and their allies spent 2 years disputing the 2020 presidential contest's outcome. For Republicans, the liberal Supreme Court majority serves as an existential danger. If the court, as expected, invalidates Wisconsin's legislative maps, it would strip Republicans of what now amounts to permanent majorities in the legislature. But removing a newly elected justice could prompt a backlash in 2024 from Democrats and moderate Republican voters who abandon the Republican Party during the Trump years. And as we know, Justice Protasiewicz was elected with an 11% majority, or I should say she won by 11 percentage points. So it's obvious that it wasn't a close election. And it's obvious that the people of Wisconsin want her in that seat. I'll get back to the story from the New York Times. It says, after weeks of watching Republicans openly ponder impeachment, Democrats on Wednesday will begin a $4 million counteroffensive over 3 weeks that is intended to inflict maximum political pain on legislators who vote to block Justice Protasiewicz from serving. At issue for Wisconsin Republicans are Justice Protasiewicz's stated views on Wisconsin's legislative maps. In a deliberate strategy to energize and win support from Democratic donors and voters during her campaign this spring, she was unusually blunt about her positions on issues including abortion rights and the state's maps, which she called rigged. And I think that most people would agree with her on that, at least most people with a fair sense of, or I should say a sense of fairness. The day after she was seated last month, liberal groups filed a legal challenge to those maps. Republicans immediately demanded that she recuse herself from the case, which would almost certainly cause a 3-3 deadlock on the state Supreme Court. Former governor Scott Walker, who remains popular among Wisconsin Republicans, said the assembly was obligated to impeach Justice Protasiewicz if she tried to rule on the maps. And here's his quote. He said, if she does not remove herself from the case, the members of the state assembly should vote to impeach Justice Protasiewicz. And Justice Protasiewicz has said nothing publicly about the case. She declined to comment. But on Tuesday, she released a letter she had received from the Wisconsin Judicial Commission, an independent body that investigates complaints against judges, dismissing complaints that she had violated the state's judicial code of ethics by stating her personal views about abortion and Wisconsin's legislative maps. The Republican Party, Beyond Wisconsin, is seeking to use impeachment as a first line of defense against Democratic officials. And is that what impeachment is for? A first line of defense? I thought it was for, crimes. And someone in office who is not doing what they're supposed to be doing as far as looking out for the people that they represent. I'll get back to the story. It says in Georgia, Republican legislators there have been agitating for a special session to impeach Bonnie Willis, the Democratic prosecutor who brought a wide-ranging indictment against former President Donald Trump and others who sought to overturn the 2020 election results. And in Washington, some House Republicans are pushing to impeach President Biden. So if you don't agree with someone, if you don't agree with a politician or an elected official, then just impeach him, right? Evidently, that's the way the Republicans are doing it these days. Getting back to the story in the New York Times, it says in Wisconsin, leading Republicans have not been subtle about their intentions. Robin Voss, the powerful assembly speaker, has twice in recent weeks raised the possibility of impeachment. He told the Associated Press last week that we have to take a look at it. Voss did not respond to messages on Tuesday from the New York Times. And then there's Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who before the midterm elections called for the state legislature to seize control of federal elections in the state. Said legislators should impeach Justice Protasiewicz before she could hear a case on the maps. And his quote, she obviously should recuse herself from any redistricting case. And if she doesn't, the legislature has the ability to impeach her, he said in a text message. And he added, I hope they would. Man, if you don't agree with an elected official, then just impeach him, right? Every Democrat should be impeached. That's the way it sounds. That's what it sounds like Republicans want to do now. But we'll look at a little bit more of that story after we get back from a quick break. Stick around. It's a short one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with highs around 65. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Daytime highs approaching 73 tomorrow. Clear skies. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 55.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me. Ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you.
I'll let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you.
welcome back into the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. I will stand by you from the Pretenders. Chrissy Hynes celebrating a birthday today, born on this date, September 7th in 1951. Chrissy Hynes, a great songwriter, that's for sure. A great performer and a rock and roll chick, that's for sure. And happy birthday to Chrissy Hynes. Great song there, written by Chrissy Hynes, or at least co-written by her. And it sounds like Democrats are ready to stand by Justice Janet Protasiewicz, even though Republicans are ready to impeach her. And why would a justice, a Supreme Court justice in the state of Wisconsin, be impeached just a month after she was sworn in? Is it for corrupt conduct in office, or for the commission of a crime or a misdemeanor? No, it's not. She hasn't even gotten to work. We haven't heard any decisions from Justice Protasiewicz yet. She's only held the office for a little over a month, but just the fact that she was supported by the Democratic Party and by folks who think a little more liberally, that alone is enough to impeach a judge or an office holder, an elected official. Doesn't matter what they say or what they've done. Just the fact that they're not a hardcore Republican, that alone seems to be enough to want to impeach them. Just before the break, and by the way, I should mention I've got some updated temperatures here. It is 60 degrees right now in La Crosse. Richland Center has 61 degrees right now, and it's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to give you a little bit more of this piece from the New York Times about what's going on here in Wisconsin. This piece says Republicans would control all levers of the impeachment process should they decide to go through with this. They hold a 29-seat majority in the state assembly, where a majority is required to impeach state officials, and they hold a two-thirds majority in the state Senate. The precise number of votes needed to convict and remove someone impeached by the assembly. Upon impeachment, a Supreme Court justice would be prohibited under the state constitution from participating in and voting on court decisions. If the state Senate voted to convict and remove Justice Protasiewicz before December 1st, Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, would name a replacement who would face voters next April, when the Republican presidential primary will be on the ballot, meaning that conservative voters would be highly energized. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Breaking news in Louisville, Kentucky. Police and the ATF are on the scene of an officer shot multiple times. The public is being asked to avoid the area in the city's Chickasaw neighborhood. The city of Boston declaring a heat emergency over the next 2 days due to near triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu has acknowledged many of the city's schools are older and don't have AC, but says they're working on it.
We are also working really hard to just help provide that big picture plan for how we're going to improve and redo many of the buildings.
Millions of others in the Northeast and New England also under heat alerts, forcing schools to dismiss early or go remote. Still no capture of Philadelphia area prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante, serving a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Authorities showing video of him crab walking up a prison wall and pushing through some razor wire. The tower guard who was on duty at the time has been placed on leave. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Teachers in Wisconsin are citing a lack of funding and respect for education after a spike in teacher turnover. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that last school year had the highest rate of teacher turnover in Wisconsin school districts since 2009, with roughly 16% of teachers either switching districts or leaving altogether. The biggest turnover rates came from schools with large populations of students of color, smaller schools, and low-income area schools. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday announced that he will veto the $3 billion tax cut proposed by Wisconsin Republican lawmakers. In a tweet, Governor Evers stated, "I'll veto it, plain and simple. I'm not going to sign an irresponsible Republican tax cut that jeopardizes our state's financial stability well into the future and the investments we need to be making today to address the real pressing challenges facing our state." Republicans have the votes to override the veto in the Senate, but not in the Assembly. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
love is love is not fade away. Buddy Holly on a Thursday morning. Guy who would be celebrating a birthday if he was still around. Obviously, he died at a young age. I think he was only 22 when he was killed in that plane wreck back in, 1959 or so. And he's born on this date in 1936. Big influence on many rock and rollers, not only on this side of the Atlantic Ocean, but also on those British invaders from the early 60s, mid-60s, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. And, man, still leaves an imprint on popular music today. Buddy Holly. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 8:35 right now, almost 8:36. 58 degrees in Eau Claire and 54 degrees in Amory right now. And before the break, we were discussing what's going on in our state concerning the Supreme Court. Republicans threatening to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without her even having decided on any cases yet. So why do they want to impeach her? It's obvious because they're afraid of what might happen once she does start making decisions on cases. And I was going over a piece in the New York Times. I'll get back to it here. And they're talking about what goes on if an impeachment happens. It says there is little precedent to determine how an impeachment would play out. The Wisconsin Constitution stipulates that impeachment is intended for, quote, corrupt conduct in office or for the commission of a crime or misdemeanor, end quote. Is that what Justice Protasiewicz has done? I don't think anyone would say that she's committed corrupt conduct in office, committed a crime or a misdemeanor. She hasn't really done anything yet. Getting back to the story, it says no Wisconsin judge has been impeached since 1853, when legislators removed a Milwaukee Circuit Court judge in a bribery scandal, according to Robert Yablon, a co-director of the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. And as at the United States Supreme Court, recusal decisions are left to the Wisconsin justices themselves. In years past, conservative justices have argued that personal views they had previously stated did not mean they were required to recuse themselves from relevant cases. For example, Justice Brian Hagedorn once compared homosexuality to bestiality. He called Planned Parenthood a wicked organization and wrote that Christianity is the correct religion and that insofar as others contradict it, they are wrong. He has said those statements would not warrant his recusal on cases about abortion, gay rights, or religion. So far, Republicans appear remarkably unified around the idea of impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. No Republican member of the legislature has spoken out against it, despite private concerns among some in the party that seeking to remove a newly elected justice would be politically catastrophic. Here's a quote. "It's absurd," said Paul Bucher, a Republican who spent 22 years as the Waukesha County District Attorney. "This jump to impeachment, that's just what we do today to people we don't like in office," end quote. Wisconsin Democrats are aghast at what they view as another attempt by Republicans to reject the outcome of an election they lost. Sound familiar? Many now privately concede that impeaching Justice Protasiewicz is a foregone conclusion. Quote, "They're deliberately trying to overturn the will of the people," said Sarah Godlewski, the Democratic Secretary of State. "We have to understand the risk this is posing. It's a potential reality that would put Wisconsin's democracy in jeopardy," end quote. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin on Wednesday and its allies are set to begin what its chairman, Ben Wickler, described as a voter mobilization project on par with its statewide Get Out the Vote operations. The coalition will be advertising on television, the internet, and through the mail, while mobilizing the party's volunteer base to knock on doors in Republican districts to warn legislators against impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. And here's a quote. It says, and this is from Ben Wickler, it says, the longer they push this forward, the more political price we want to build for Republicans in the legislature and the whole GOP machinery, end quote, Mr. Wickler said. And he added, this could become a fireball that eats all of them up throughout 2024. National Democrats, who poured millions of dollars into Justice Protasiewicz's election, have begun to sound alarms in Washington. Quote, impeaching Justice Protasiewicz is absurd as it is dangerous, said Eric Holder, the former attorney general, who is now the chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. He also said America is supposed to be a democracy where the will of the people stands, even if some power-hungry politicians disagree, end quote. In April, Justice Protasiewicz won a commanding victory in what was widely seen as a referendum on abortion rights. Her 11-point margin was a blowout in Wisconsin, a purple state where presidential contests are routinely decided by fewer than 25,000 votes. She carried 12 Republican-held districts in the state assembly and 6 in the state senate. But there is little evidence that even Republicans in those districts are hesitant about removing her from office. One of them, State Senator Dan Knodel, who won a special election on the same April ballot that elected Justice Protasiewicz, floated impeachment even before Election Day. On Tuesday, the New York Times contacted all 18 of the Republican legislators in districts Justice Protasiewicz won. Only one of them, John Macko, an assembly member from Green Bay, agreed to be interviewed. Mr. Macko said it was outrageous that Justice Protasiewicz would agree to hear the redistricting case after stating her views about the legislative maps, but he declined to say whether he would vote for impeachment. He said the assembly had not yet discussed it, adding that it had a fiduciary responsibility to serve as a check against rulings by Justice Protasiewicz that it believes are unfair. Quote, I got elected 5 times here in this district, Mr. Macko said. This district went for Trump. This district went for Walker. I can't tell you why they went for that justice. Do we not, all of us conservatives who got elected, also have a responsibility to act? End quote. And that's the story from the New York Times, looking at Wisconsin and trying to figure out what's going on in a state where the Supreme Court justice, just sworn in a month ago, hasn't come forward with any decisions yet. But just the fact that she mentioned that the maps, the legislative maps, seem to be rigged, that was enough for the Republicans to say that she has to be impeached now. But I think anybody looking at it from outside or even inside would say that the maps, of course, are rigged. When 2/3 of the votes for the assembly go for Democrats, but 2/3 of the assembly is made up of Republicans, there's obviously an issue. 8:44 right now. The next topic that I'd like to get to, and by the way, I should mention, if you have an opinion on what we just discussed or what we're about to discuss, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Your opinion matters. So the next story I want to get to is a story about forever chemicals, you know, the PFAs, being found in the Wisconsin River and also in lakes near Stella, Wisconsin, in Oneida County. And this raises concerns about fishing. There are people in that area who have been fishing in that river and nearby lakes their whole lives. So what are they supposed to think with the fact that now we are finding these forever chemicals, the PFAs, in that water? I'll give you a little bit of this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel before we take our next break. It starts out this way. It says, Tom Ledoux has been eating the fish he caught out of Snowden Lake for years without a concern. But now he's starting to wonder if those fish could be harmful to his health after high levels of forever chemicals were found in the water. You hate to think you're eating something that's tainted, but I've been fishing Snowden Lake for years, he said, so I don't know if it makes any difference to stop immediately or not. Snowden Lake is one of several bodies of water located near the Oneida County community of Stella, where some of the highest levels of PFAs have been found in the private wells of dozens of residents. Finding out the water they used for drinking, cooking, and bathing was a blow to the community already, but now, knowing that fishing could be unsafe is another blow. It's shocking, Ledoux said. We don't know where we're going to go with this. Well water in Stella has tested as high as 36,000 parts per trillion of PFAs, dwarfing the federally recommended standard of 4 parts per trillion. And the state standard of 70 parts per trillion, the numbers are likely some of the highest in the country. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with highs around 65. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Daytime highs approaching 73 tomorrow. Clear skies. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 56.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And the Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde celebrating a birthday today. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've got 54 degrees up in Hayward right now. It's 58 degrees in La Crosse. Thank you for tuning in. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything that we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And you know, the more I learn about what's going on politically, it seems like it just seems like there are two parties, right? There's one party that's looking out for the people, and then there's the other party that's looking out for the corporations and the billionaires. And I know that's kind of boiling it down to a pretty simple statement, but I just came across a story in at The Progressive, theprogressive.org, from The Progressive magazine. And this piece is by Donald Cohen, and it's explaining the fact that some politicians, some people in elected office, want to make it easier for Americans to fill out and file our taxes, right? If you want If you want a solid country, if you want a democracy, then people have to come up and pay their taxes, right? We've all got to fork in a little bit, and hopefully it works out best for everybody, right? Well, there's a headline here that says, why tax prep giants don't want the IRS to help taxpayers. Biden and the IRS want to make tax filing much easier, but Republicans and companies like Intuit are determined to keep it complicated. Now, what would you prefer? Would you prefer a complicated system like it is now, where you either have to hire someone to do your taxes or you have to try to figure out how to do it yourself with the help of some online software program? I'll give you a little bit of this before we have to go to our top of the hour break. It says, for most of us, even those perfectly happy to pay taxes, actually filing our tax returns with the Internal Revenue Service is a frustrating, complicated, and opaque process. If you make a small mistake, you could be threatened with additional fines or even prison. Recently, IRS leadership, with support from the Biden administration, proposed modernizing the filing process to make it easier for most Americans to file, bringing it in line with nations like New Zealand, Japan, and Denmark. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the IRS modernization plan includes intensifying efforts to enforce tax laws on the wealthy, who, by the way, have been getting away with cheating on their taxes for a long time. And I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. Not all wealthy people cheat on their tax forms. I'm sure most of them do not. But as we've found out from people like our former president, some of them cheat to extremes in order to get away with not having to pay taxes that they owe. This increases the quality, I should say, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the IRS modernization plan includes intensifying efforts to enforce tax laws on the wealthy, increasing the quality of customer service through in-person taxpayer assistance centers and shorter phone wait times, also digitizing more IRS functions. And if you ask me, now would be a great time to simplify the whole process. And let's go after the people that cheat on their taxes and also the corporations that cheat on their taxes. We'll get back to more of this after we take a top of the hour break for the news. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media app.
I'm Mike DeBusk.